This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, the Donnie Football Debrief with our resident football guy, Donnie Football. Reminder, vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 23rd through the 25th at the David Lawrence Convention Center. There's exclusive discounts and convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it, experience, tickets, and details at PittsburghsTravelShowcase.com. Share your vacation, where your vacation is waiting for you. Donnie.
The Debrief, January 9, 2026. Let's go down memory lane a little bit here, fellas, before we get to Kaboom in a few minutes. It is the eve of Super Wild Card Weekend. 10 years since one of the most chaotic finishes in Wild Card round history. Steelers 18, Bengals 16. The back-to-back penalties on Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones. Joey Porter getting involved as a coach on the Steelers sideline. The play that everybody points to and says, this is when Antonio Brown got CTE.
There were hosts on this station that said that.
And the Steelers win the football game, but they would unfortunately lose.
Remember when D'Amato Pecco came off the bench in his big parka like he was Batman spreading like his cape?
Man, he was a big unit.
But he had one of those humongous coats that they put on those guys in cold games, and you see You see him at the bottom of the screen, like coming off the bench, and the jacket is getting blown in the wind. That is my like frozen moment.
Here's a question for you guys: they've only won 3 playoff games since they lost to Rodgers in Super Bowl 45. In 2 of those games, they beat backup quarterbacks. They beat AJ McCarron, who I think now is the head coach of a UFL team.
I thought he was running for public office.
Maybe he's doing that, too.
I think he is. I think he's running for, like, Senate in Alabama.
They beat Matt Moore in Miami. Bud Dupree knocked him into next week, and somehow he didn't need a concussion check and came into the game, like, 2 plays later. And they beat Alex Smith, the Chiefs quarterback, who is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Would C.J. Stroud be the best quarterback they've beaten since 2010?
I think most people would tell you Alex Smith is better than C.J. Stroud.
I mean, could...
Stroud's 2 for 2, man.
I feel like you
2 years, 2 playoff wins.
I feel like you could maybe argue that Alex Smith at that time was better than
I think his passer
Stroud.
Rating...
Who's going to have the better career?
Yeah.
Probably Stroud. Because, I mean, Smith, he looked like a bust for, what, the first 5 years?
Stroud, his rookie year, legitimately got MVP votes and won offensive rookie
funny,
of the
funny
year.
Stat. So, in the year where the Steelers went into Kansas City and won, Smith went 11-4. He only had 15 touchdowns. Remember, he had the really low touchdown total?
I did not remember that until just
his
now.
His passer rating was 91.8. What do you think C.J. Stroud's passer rating this year,
it's
boys?
Not great because...
Would you like to guess?
85.7.
92.9. That's almost identical.
It's a little bit lower than Rodgers, right?
Rodgers is unfortunately I have to point out like 94.3 because I needed him to be at 96 and my man just did not hold up down the stretch. Smith had the really good year the next year for the Chiefs where he actually led the league in passer rating. I mean, he was an above-average quarterback, very good quarterback his last year in San Fran, and then Kaepernick took over in the middle of that season, obviously. And then I thought he was a solid, good to, at times, very good, but very much a system guy.
Tomlin admitted, Donnie, that one of the Steelers' longstanding traditions stems from that loss, or not loss, that win over the Bengals 10 years ago. This is what he told Rich Eisen.
You know, it probably goes back to our days, to be honest with you, when that rivalry is really heated versus the Cincinnati Bengals and Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones and stuff. I think Cam wanted to walk out with me, man, because people be throwing stuff at us when we exit the tunnel. If you really want to hear the real story, some of these road game venues, man, have been hostile environments, and that's why we started walking out together. And so we figured we better do the same with A, because I imagine he faces a little hostility as well.
Yeah.
If
they
I remember
throwing stuff, remember Ben was on cart and got beer
bottles thrown
at him.
He was getting stuff thrown at him. And then it was the all-time white horse performance by number seven.
Malzi, who was the running back that had Ryan Shazier rip the ball away from him in that game?
Was it Jeremy Hill?
Yep.
You can't sneak one by this guy.
Some of the most, about 20 of the most patronizing seconds in recent station history from him just now. Hey, Malzi, who's the guy involved in that very famous play that turned a game? I bet this idiot won't know it.
Do you remember when Burfict picked off Landry Jones and ran up the tunnel with the ball?
It was a delight.
Yeah, and Nance for a second was like, he better be down. He better be down. Could you imagine if he wasn't? Like, that would have been even better than how the game actually finished.
It would
the
have
guy
been
picks
funnier.
Him off and gets
it would have been funnier.
Pulls a Jim Marshall
and just runs out of the stadium.
And they lose the game.
That would have been
right
funnier.
You're right about that.
That whole sequence,
you're so
like
right
when it was
that.
Happening, I was obviously like crestfallen, like, oh, I can't believe they're actually going to go down in flames here.
Yeah.
In retrospect, with what happened later, watching that is some of the highest comedy that exists.
Oh, yeah.
As a Steelers fan, just seeing him get up, Pac-Man losing his mind about Jerry Porter.
Well, remember, they had even admitted after the game they gave Joey Porter the game ball from that game.
That you want to talk about
they
petty
rewarded
game
him
balls?
With the game ball.
That's a world historic petty game ball. It really is.
One thing I like to do when bringing up old games that aren't Super Bowls is I like to ask myself, if they voted on an MVP of this game, who would I have given it to?
For old Super Bowls?
Just old games in general, okay. Like especially big games, like playoff games.
Okay.
Who was the MVP for the Steelers in that win over the Bengals?
Well, I know.
And you can't say Pac-Man Jones or Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, no, I can't remember which one of the two, but...
Because remember, they didn't have Le'Veon Bell in that game.
Right, and I know it was Toussaint, it was Jordan Todman. One of those guys ran for like a buck 20, didn't they?
No, they did not.
What did they run for combined?
Toussaint, though, here's why you're saying that. Toussaint had 58 rushing and 60 receiving in that game.
He's your guy.
So
right?
He went over 100 total. Well, AB had 7 for 119, Chris.
People tend to remember Fitzy Toussaint for what happened later in those playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, he was great in that game. For a guy that just got thrown in there?
Just imagine you saying 7 for a buck 19 for AB, and I chuckle, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds like just another typical day ending.
I think Shazier was the MVP of that game.
He had the two fumbles.
Yep. Two fumbles, and he also
had... And he had the fumble that saved them.
Yep. And he also had 13 tackles. That's my MVP. What a player he was,
man. That's a good pick. I'd go with him.
All right.
What? No one ever wants to hear my...
Nothing.
No.
I know. We're not going to do it right now.
Okay. You were setting me up.
I know.
To just walk the plank there.
Kabali's going to join us next. Steelers just wrapped up practice. He'll let us know how things are going over there. Is he picking the Steelers to win? We'll also hear Kallus's rap. His rap this week for Steelers Texans. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.